Sometimes, before a speaking engagement, I have to gather my thoughts and find a topic that will have some relevance to everyone in the crowd. Other times, I don't have to think about it at all. Last week, I spoke to a private executive networking group, and we spent the evening discussing personal and professional ethics. I shared a recent experience in which a former business associate deliberately forwarded a private email exchange to the individual we'd been discussing. As I told the story, the reaction of the upper-level managers and business owners in the room was electric and immediate. One or two have had similar accidental experiences, but all admitted they worry more about being a victim of that kind of deliberate act. All have, as have most of us in the course of a career, been asked and have given matter-of-fact, work-related replies to queries by coworkers and employers, trusting that those comments would remain confidential. I found it interesting that while no one expressed any interest in who or what might have been mentioned in the email, everyone was curious about the sender. It's human nature, I guess. We all want to know who we can trust. And, as we discussed, while we should all behave in an ethical and professional manner, there are some occupations, medical, legal, and financial, for instance, where discretion is sacrosanct. If we can't trust a person who has access to our most intimate secrets, we're particularly vulnerable. Ultimately, I learned a few things from the experience. I now have a legal do not share addendum at the end of each email, although I know there's not a lot any of us can do to stop someone from spitefully sending along something we've written. And without question, it was a reminder to never put in writing what you don't want to see in print, even if you have no reason not to trust the individual on the other side of the conversation. In the end, I shook my head over it for a day or so and then put it out of my mind. There's always the next little drama. But thinking about what the experience revealed about everyone involved, I remembered what my mother used to say about the occasionally nasty gossip that consumed us as teenagers. "Remember," she would tell me as I mentioned the latest victim, warning me to stay clear of the cliques and bullies who seem to take delight in pitting one against the other. If they treat her that way today, what makes you think they won't turn around and do the same thing to you tomorrow?
Everybody hears what they want to hear. Makes them feel so big. Secrets in their ear. Gossip.
Try so hard to do what's right.